White Ladies and White Knights by Twi Ex Machina, read by Rhea314. Fandom, Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night. Merlin asked who she fancied. Gender-wise, I mean. My only love is Britain, Artoria replied. Merlin smirked. Yes, but what really gets you going? Feudal piety. Merlin laughed like it was an amazing joke. He seemed to accept that as an answer. Centuries later, she met Irasviel. Saber couldn't help being disappointed by her master. Kiritsugu was cold, distant, not someone she could have worked together with in her era. It was silly to compare people, morals, when there was centuries of difference between them. She knew how fast ideas could change, how slow they could, too. Differences were bound to happen. But Kiritsugu was just not compatible with her. There could be no common ground between them. He was a modern man. Artoria was a proud and chivalrous king of knights. Their time together in the war would be strained. And then there was Irasviel. She was graceful, docile, kind, and walked with a straight back. She could be a queen. The regality of her appearance would suit no one else. But she was still full of humor, still light. She laughed easily. Saber refrained from thinking of her as a queen. She was, after all, human. There was also the fact that royalty was no longer relevant. The royalty that existed, as Saber discovered when Irasviel showed her how to go on the internet and see for herself how Britain had grown in her long absence, were a pretty idea with just enough power to stay in power. It would be an insult to Irasviel if Saber saw her as a queen. For all his pragmatism, Kiritsugu didn't seem that perturbed by Saber's inability to go into spirit form. Saber supposed it would fit his strategy of protecting Irasviel. She'd never have to separate that way. They'd fit well, she thought, visually, aesthetically, a portrait to be painted in exquisite detail. "Though you'll look odd dressed like that," Irasviel admitted. Saber tugged on the fabric of her dress. It was modest, showing only a flash of skin around her collar, while Irasviel's shoulders were bare. The throne only gave her a cursory insight into fashion, though all of the people she had seen did not match the image. "I do not think I look odd next to you." Irasviel looked down at herself and laughed. Saber was struck with an image of icicles tickling together, though her voice was deeper and more melodic than that. This isn't really the fashion of the modern era. She grinned even wider before her mouth formed an O. "Let me show you what I intend to wear." She dashed over to her closet, and Saber watched, allowing her shoulders to relax. Irasviel pulled out a black skirt and a red blouse. The skirt looked like it only reached her knees. Saber definitely felt out of place. Irasviel was talking about her clothes, how Kiritsugu bought it, and his compliments about her. Saber can only puzzle that image out of the interactions she had with her master. She doesn't think that Irasviel's lying, but she can't believe the truth. They certainly were an odd pair, a kind lady in white and a cold warrior in black. Saber tugged at her sleeves and smiled at Irasviel. "I suppose I'll need clothes, then." Irasviel beamed. "Yes, I'll help." Saber was not a fan of fashion, endlessly changing clothes. Irasviel, however, seemed to be having the time of her life with her personal doll. For her, Saber lifted her chin and let the measurements continue like a dutiful knight. Saber wore black, a black suit. She looked sharp, but she couldn't help remember that Kiritsugu wore black, that Irasviel chose this outfit for her. She shook her head to dismiss those thoughts. She looked good. She pulled on her gloves and made sure her ponytail was tight. Irasviel knocked on the door. "Are you decent? Can I come in?" she asked from the other side. Saber wasn't sure why she bothered asking. The measurements were far more invasive than any state of undress she could be in. Saber opened the door for Irasviel. She beamed and clapped her hands together. Wow, Saber, you look wonderful. Saber smiled. Thank you, Irasfiel. You look beautiful as well. She was. She managed not to look washed out in white. She glistened instead, like a star. She flushed pink. Against her paper skin, the color was vibrant. Saber couldn't help staring. Well, Irasfiel clasped her hands behind her back and rocked on her heels. We should get going. We're going to be flying. Saber wished there were other images, other than blood, to describe how Irasfiel's eyes shone. When Merlin asked what she loved, she responded with feudal piety. That would have been a better answer to how Artoria loved. She didn't. She had too much to fight to be distracted by matters such as love. Guinevere suffered because of it, she knew. In another time, if she was younger, their relationship could have meant something despite their genders. But Artoria was king of knights. She had to fight, had to rule. A warrior through and through, with no time for the soft comforts of love. She was battle-hardened love, dented armor instead of romantic glimmers. She no longer ruled anything, Saber thought, staring at the silver threads of Irasfiel's hair. But the fight for the Grail was a battle she could not miss. So she would love in the way that knights do, with devotion and a sword. The end.